The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 708.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's an award-winning digital marketer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lori Wang. Lori, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yes, thanks so much, Sheena. My name is Lori, and I actually help people to learn how to grow their audience online, and that's across different companies, individuals, personal brands, and something that I truly believe in. And I think the more that we can increase our impact and are well-known online, then the more that we can actually increase our overall business profitability and also increasing our reach as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And Lori, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I was actually born in China originally, and I grew up there until I was 10 years old. And then I moved over to the United States, to New York, from there where I spent the majority of my, I guess you call them my formidable years, growing up in the States. And then during my junior year in college, I had this opportunity to study abroad. But because I didn't have the foreign language requirement to go anywhere else besides England, London was my natural choice. So then I moved to London just after 2007, and then pretty much stay there ever since. So I'm pretty much like a third cultural child, I think that's what you call it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quotes, let me just have a think. Actually, there's this wonderful woman. She's known by Swiss Miss online, and is actually one of her most popular design blogs. Her name is Tina Ross Eisenberg. And one of her quote, one of my favorite of all time, is that life is all about the people you meet and what you make with them. And I think that's been so true in many ways throughout my life so far. And also, especially right now in my business, and ever since I started growing it about 4 and 5 years ago, that itself has helped me so much in terms of many ways and business opportunities as well.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And, you know, I totally believe, like, you know, the people you meet will always be either a blessing or a learning lesson, right? And if we always see it that way, like, we can just, you know, life can just be a lot better. And we're just more open to certain, like, more open to things in our lives, or, you know, attract the right things. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is more about belief and mindset. And this is something that I personally have felt shifted in my personal view ever since I started to shift my mindset and how I see myself. Because I think previously, self-confidence, you know, when I was growing up, I think I had a very low level of that, just because around me, I didn't have a lot of role models I can actually look up to really kind of think about who I want to be. Whereas as I grew older and I became more confident in terms of who I see myself as and what I want to portray myself as to other people, and really kind of crushing a lot of the fears that I had, I guess, growing up, and some of the previous, what do you call it, I guess, in terms of preconceived notions of what my fear are. And once I broke through that ceiling, I think that really got me to where I am today.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally believe like belief and mindset is huge when it comes to confidence, because if you don't have that belief, you're not going to go out there and take action on what you want to do, despite how many rejections we have or how many roadblocks we have or how many bad days we have. Just, you know, practicing on our belief and mindset really will help us push through. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Lori, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, I would say I had a lot of fears about, for instance, one of my biggest areas of my business right now is public speaking, because not only I do a lot of workshops with corporates and individuals on how they can increase their online audience and grow their overall business profitability with online marketing, but also a lot of what I do is speaking internationally as well. Now, if I was thinking back to myself maybe 20 years ago, that person would tell you that's absolutely not going to happen, because to her, you know, at the time, public speaking is probably one of the biggest fears in my life. It's probably on par with death, I would say. And for me, you know, once I did break through that and decided to just go out there and just kind of put my message out and to try to get to impact as many people as possible, that really shifted my entire, I would say, self-confidence, my entire way of communicating with people, the way that I use my voice even. Overall, I would say, you know, that previous person is almost unrecognizable in the sense that a lot of things that I'm doing today will almost seem completely impossible to that person, let's say 20 years ago.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know public speaking is probably like a lot of people's fears, right? That and maybe doing video. Just because, you know, you're out there, you're putting yourself out in front of all these people you don't know. You don't know if you're gonna like screw up or say something or if people are, you know, judging you. But like you mentioned, you just went out there and did it. And, you know, the only way to put your fears down is just to take action on them. And fear can sometimes be a good indicator that, you know, you have something to offer. You have a message out there. You have something to create a positive impact in the world. And if you just go there and take action and see what's on the other side, it can be amazing. Like what you mentioned, you just went out there and did it despite of your fears, you know, despite, you know, thinking like all these things that are running through your head like we all do. And, you know, because of you going out there and putting your message and, you know, speaking your voice, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I would say ever since I started doing that and also thinking about, you know, how I want to break through, because previously I was in corporate, that wasn't exactly the path that I wanted to be on in the long term. And I realized that about 5 years into my career. So another thing that I did had to break through my fear of is to eventually quit my full-time job and then actually building my business from scratch. So that layered on with obviously doing some of the other things like public speaking, like pitching for clients and all these different things, and, you know, over time have completely shifted the way that I would say I live my life now. Nowadays, my life is looking, I would say, probably the closest to my ideal balance of what I think my passion lies and also where my ideal lifestyle lies as well. So on a daily basis, it's never the same day, which I love because there's always different kind of projects I'm working on. And maybe there are different kind of products and services I'm working on creating for my clients and customers. And because of that, that also makes, you know, kind of every day really interesting. Whereas previously, the reason why I wanted to leave corporate is because it's always the same kind of day every single day. And I think I'm the kind of person that gets bored very easily. So the other thing is that now I get to meet a lot of interesting entrepreneurs who are not only my clients and students, but over time become my friends as well. And I think, you know, we are ourselves, we attract people based on what our qualities are. So if we are a certain kind of people, we attract the kind of tribe that ultimately will be potentially working with us, potentially becoming our customers, potentially becoming our friends as well. And that's something I really enjoyed because it's the people in my life that really makes my business into what it is and also making my life in terms of what it is. Because every day I feel like I'm making an impact, helping those that I really care about.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's great that you've been able to do that. And especially, you know, it's not always easy to quit your job and do something from scratch, especially as, you know, an Asian woman. A lot of family members and friends will tell you you're crazy. Why would you do that when you have something stable and you're going to start with, you know, something that you don't even know if it's going to push through or not or going to succeed? But that doesn't matter, right? Like, You knew that you had it in you to create something out of nothing. And, you know, you're proof that you did do that. And it's not easy. You'll probably have bad days. There's days where you want to quit or cry or throw your laptop against the wall, but it's all worth it in the end. So I think that's great that you've been able to do that and, you know, attract the right opportunities and people into your life. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
I would say the first step is to think about what you want your ideal life to look like. And I started this process, this is probably about, I would say, 12 years ago now. And that made a huge shift in terms of how I see things. So I listed out all the things that I want to have in my daily life and I want to have as part of who I am. So once I did that, then I started thinking about, okay, how do I then make sure that whatever it is I want to do next is actually going to be fulfilling as many of these qualities as possible. So that's the first step that really helped me. The other part is to really write down a list of things that you currently are just petrified about. So this is what I meant earlier about the fears side of things. So think about a list of things that you literally just think right now, if you have to do that, it makes your skin crawl, right? You write these things down and then you create a little kind of action plan on how you're going to take one small step at a time. Now, I care a lot about small steps because I feel like we can never take a huge leap straight away and actually be comfortable with it. But if we take small steps at a time, that's what's really going to help us to eventually get to that end goal. So write down a list of all these things that makes you like hugely petrified about, and then work out the action plan and how you're going to be getting there. So for example, if it's public speaking, one of the things that I did in the beginning is I literally just had a little small group of friends get together where all of us want to work on our public speaking. And then we continue to just do that on a weekly basis, where it could be like in a coffee shop somewhere where we have a quiet corner, or maybe someone had a meeting room in their company that we can use, and we just share that after work. And you just kind of go up there in front of your friends and just tell a story or tell anything. But because you're doing that on a regular basis, and eventually I moved on to things like, what do you call that? There's a speaking club. I think it's all over the world. Escaping the name of in my head right now, but I'll send it to you after. But there's a speaking club that you can sign up to, which I'm sure there are lots of anyway around the world in different chapters. So eventually I graduated to that. But as you're doing that more and more often, you're really kind of eventually using that friction to eliminate those fears that you have. And by the time you know it, you'll be looking back and thinking, wow, I'm almost unrecognizable in terms of who I am today doing these things. But because you've been taking these steps so many times and so frequently, you are completely eradicating that fear. And that's how you eventually become more and more self-confident in the areas that you think you can't do, or you previously think that it's just almost impossible. So I think some of these things are really good to start trying. And remember that we all take baby steps. So don't ever feel like you want to compare your day one to someone's day 365, right? Because we're all different journeys at this current time. And be patient with yourself. Give yourself time to work on that. Eventually, all your efforts will definitely pay off.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure, yeah. They can head over to my website at lauriewang.com. So just my first name and last name.com. And feel free to also connect with me on Instagram, which is just at I am Lori Wang.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lori, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lori's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Lori today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you for having me, Sheena. It's been a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.